Salam alaikum. Guys, I'm actually laughing because I was just thinking about what to exactly talk about, and it just hit me at the very moment. Today we'll be talking about consequences. So, just briefly, actions and consequences. So, before we get into it, bonjour. Buenos dias. Bon dia. Guten Tag. Man Zaki. And among all the greetings I normally greet in, and today I cannot remember. Why? Because I feel not so well. Yeah, I don't feel so well. Please don't ask me questions as to what is wrong with me. It's not COVID. It's not the Omicron. I'm perfectly safe from that. A lot of things have changed over the course of time. I've had to make decisions that required twice the boldness I thought I needed. It's been an interesting few or couple of days I've had. My personal physical health has not been at its peak, but regardless, we keep moving. We keep doing what's best. And thank you all for consistently listening to what I have to share with you. Guys, please do not forget that whatever I have to share with you, it's not a blanket statement or a universal truth. These are things that I believe and things that I may have experienced. Now, once again, my experience does not mean it is the entire truth. So please, if you do have any other perspective, do share that with me. I will be breaking this podcast from time to time because my breathing is not so well, so I need to catch my breath here and there. So, actions and consequences. Oftentimes we live in a world where people would like to blame the other person for whatever is going on in their lives. That is to say, if I find myself in a very difficult situation, I would like to blame everybody else but myself. What I've realized again and again is that people often go to the extent of blaming God. And guys, this is not a new concept. We've all done it at one point in time or another. When something bad happens and you're like, "Oh God, really? What did God do?" For a person with Qatar, I'm really having a time of my life. Anyway, so we like to blame anybody but ourselves. So everybody else is responsible for what is going on in our lives, except us. Where does this come from? Or how did we get to this? It's none of my business. What is my business is, at a certain point in time, at a certain age, when you have come to take care of yourself, and when you've come of age to be able to take care of yourself, the question is, who are you going to blame? You realize that every single action you take in life will have its consequences. I have a friend, and he's now a brother. Some people just evolve from friendship to brotherhood. That's just how life works. Emmanuel. And he used to say this, not in the exact words, but he used to say this, and I'll paraphrase it. When you have considered all the consequences of your action and you are okay with them, or all the possible outcome of your actions and you are okay with it or with them, then you are in the right place to make a decision or to take an action. This concept has fascinated me so many times. It just dawns on me again and again and again how rarely we actually take a step back to observe and ask ourselves, what are the possible outcomes for this decision I'm about to make or this action I'm about to take? Whatever the case, once you are okay with the possible outcomes, and bearing in mind that there might be surprises, well, life is full of surprises. Life goes surprise you. Life is full of surprises. These surprises are ultimately what makes life life. But once you're okay with the foreseeable events or outcomes, and you think you're fine, you're going to be okay, then you can choose to do whatever you want to do. So this phenomenon is seen in so many places. For example, if you're a student and you've started your schooling in a particular year, the question you'd want to ask yourself is, after 3 years, after 5 years, after 6 years, after 10 years, where will this education take me? Now, of course, there are now multiple ways of diverging from your actual path or your actual road or academic pathway. Of course, there are ways to diverge and explore other alternatives. Regardless, regardless, there is always this foreseeable future. For example, if you find yourself in a medical school, the foreseeable future is you're going to become a doctor. If you find yourself in the faculty of pharmacy, the foreseeable future is you're going to be a pharmacist. If you find yourself in the faculty of geology, the foreseeable future is you're going to become a geologist, etc., etc. These are just foreseeable futures. It does not mean these are the only possible outcomes, but these are part of the possible outcomes. Once you have taken into perspective all the possible outcomes, as much as your brain, and our brain is limited, sure, but as much as your brain can actually foresee, once you're okay with that, then you can decide whatever you want to do. But not only that, it does not only stop with academics. It also affects every other part of our life. So every other part of our life is going to be touched by this same concept of actions and consequences. It means that, and Newton stated this way, action and reaction are equal but opposite. It means that whatever you do, you should expect a reaction. I'm not going to be personal about this whole podcast. I know that some of you are like, who has hurt him that a person is going to pay for it? Nobody has done anything. It just occurred to me. You know, we sometimes want all the wonderful things in life. Most people concentrate so much on the action. But today I want us to just take a breath and observe all of this from the perspective of the consequence. If you want to be somewhere in life, it is a consequence of an action. It means that we can just focus so much on the consequence that we can know exactly which actions to take. It means that instead of us to spend so much time stressing, worrying about which actions or decisions to make or take, what we should rather be doing is focusing on the consequences. Because as soon as we get the consequence right, we might as well just reverse engineer to take an action or to make a decision. This, I've discovered, is one of the most efficient ways to make any decision or to take any action. So, one of the people who actually taught me this is Virgil Tamate. And a lot of people don't hear me talk about him, but Virgil taught me so much. And look, guys, I know just by the mere mention of Virgil's name, some people's hearts are shaking. You know, those of you who don't know Virgil, yes, Virgil is scary like that. I am extremely grateful to have met Virgil in my light, in my life, sorry. Virgil has taught me so much. In fact, to be precise, Virgil spoke impeccable French when I got to Morocco, so much that I envied how he was able to just express himself without any hindrances. And I aspired so much to just express myself like him. So all the effort I put into learning French was actually out of my admiration for Virgil and Ascandari. Those two guys are very, very important in my life. I admire them so much and I appreciate their impact in my life. But you see, one of the people who taught me, and guys, please pardon the mistakes. I'm actually late to record this podcast. This is just me trying to catch up here. One of the people who taught me this concept of consequences was Virgil. Virgil has always been a person I look up to as he calculates everything he does. All his actions are calculated. Man, how on earth can a human being make so many calculated moves? It just seems so surreal. But you know, I look back, I look at him, I just take a step back and I observe him, and I realize that decisions don't come easily to him. He knows what he wants to achieve, and based on the consequence that he desires or he seeks, he reverse engineers it and makes a decision that suits that. So, that is our podcast for today. Actions and consequences. The question I have for you is, what actions are you taking today? And what are the consequences that you're going to have to face tomorrow? Or better still, what consequence would you love to see in your life? And based on these consequences, what actions do you have to take? My name is Prince Tego. It is always an absolute delight on my part to come your way. I was able to go through this podcast without taking another break. So, as we say in Morocco, Alhamdulillah. And those of you who know what I do when I do Alhamdulillah, I know a smile will come on your face. Anyways, love and light. As my friend Moses Arthur says, love and light, family. Cheers.